A Prayer for My Daughter by William Butler Yeats. Read for LibriVox.org by Zachary Brewster Geis. August 2006, Greenbelt, Maryland. Once more the storm is howling, and half hid under this cradle hood and coverlid my child sleeps on. There is no obstacle but Gregory's Wood and one bare hill whereby the haystack and roof-leveling wind red on the Atlantic can be stayed. And for an hour I have walked and prayed because of the great gloom that is in my mind. I have walked and prayed for this young child an hour, and heard the sea wind scream upon the tower, and under the arches of the bridge, and scream in the elms above the flooded stream, imagining, in excited reverie, that the future years had come, dancing to a frenzied drum, out of the murderous innocence of the sea. May she be granted beauty, and yet not beauty to make a stranger's eye distraught, or hers before a looking-glass, for such, being made beautiful overmuch, consider beauty a sufficient end, lose natural kindness, and maybe the heart-revealing intimacy that chooses right, and never find a friend. Helen, being chosen, found life flat and dull, and later had much trouble from a fool. While that great queen that rose out of the spray, being fatherless, could have her way, yet chose a bandy-legged smith. She can, though every face should scowl, and every windy quarter howl, or every bellows burst, be happy still. And may her bridegroom bring her to a house where all's accustomed, ceremonious, for arrogance and hatred are the wares peddled in the thoroughfares. How but in custom and in ceremony are innocence and beauty born? Ceremony's a name for the rich horn, and custom for the spreading laurel tree. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.